Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Yakety yak, I am back. I hope you're having a great week. This is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com, talking to you on DSRadio.net. Today is February the 4th, and we're just having a great time at TerryWilson3.com. Hope your business is growing, thriving, and doing everything you want it to do. And I hope you've got a great plan for 2016, because I honestly believe things are lining in place for online marketing and just the world in business, that you could make 2016, honestly, your best year ever. The mood of the market is ready. The infrastructure of technology is there. The mindset to grow is there. So if you don't have the tools, the technology, and the training, come on over to TerryWilson3.com. Let us equip you to take it to the next level. Before I get started, a couple things. Just a shout out to the people that help monetize this podcast. Number one, we are connected and have been connected for a long time with Audibles. I believe earners are learners. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And the best way to do that is to get around people and hear from people that has gone further than you. I am a huge proponent of audiobooks. I love listening to people like Maxwell, Ziegler, Rowan, all of these great guys, motivational, inspirational, and also educational. And you can get a free audiobook simply by going to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Click on our affiliate link there, and they're going to get you hooked up where you can try them out for a month for free. Okay, if you don't like it, cancel the next month. But that first month, you get an audiobook for free of your choice just for checking them out. So definitely go over there. I've been really blogging a lot and talking about Awaken the Giant Within from Tony Robbins. This is not a new book. It's been out on the market for a long time, but I'm telling you, some of the wisdom and some of the key action points he has in this is just invaluable. Matter of fact, I did a whole webinar a couple months back on how to monetize your message. That is, how to put a paycheck with your passion. And we did a great webinar there. We've got guys that went from zero to a hero in a matter of 90 days simply by learning how to take what they love doing and learning how to monetize it and having the tools, the training, and the technology to be able to do that. So I'll put that link to that webinar in this podcast as well if you want to check it out. But it's probably some of my best training out there that's on the free side that will show you a way, a strategy, a path that you can take. Because so many people out there says, well, Terry, I love to cook, or I love to type and write. I love sports. I love music. I love all these things, but I just have no clue as to how I could ever make any money doing it. Well, we show you in that webinar step by step. I'm going to show you step by step what you can do. And I give some, you know, real life scenarios of clients of mine. I've got a guy down in the lower part of South Carolina, loves music. Wanted to be a guitar teacher because he thought that's the only thing that you could do as a guitar player that loves music. But the only problem was his guitar teaching and training business just stunk. And got into it and talking to him, looking at what was going on, and discovered real quickly why he wasn't doing great at teaching guitar. He was a horrible guitar player. You know, and I hate to say it, but you know, just because you love something, so you got to have two things, and I'm getting into that training. You not can't just have a passion for it, but you also have to have a proficiency for it. But he loved that. So I asked him, I said, well, besides playing music, What else do you like to do? What have you done? What are you trained on? And he used to be a broadcaster years ago down in Atlanta, Georgia, local AM station. And long or the short, we got him hooked up doing a podcast now. And now all he's talking about is the Beatles because he loves Beatles. And he's got a podcast dedicated just to doing the Beatles. And he's making more money, having more fun than he ever had before. So that's what that training is going to show you how to do step by step, some tools, technology, and training on how you can monetize your message, how you can put a paycheck with your passion. Today, I want to talk to you about seven reasons why risk taking leads to success. You know, risk taking, and there's a whole industry, it's called the insurance industry that I'm from and understand and know, constantly is talking about risk and risk management and how bad risks are. And if you're not careful, you will get the connotation in your mind, well, don't ever take a risk because I don't want to risk losing something. I don't want to risk this. I don't want to risk that. And I was reading an article online today on social media, and literally, I don't know if it's in the hundreds, but several. And the reason it brought to my attention is because a local restaurant in my area, a chain restaurant that's a really popular buffet restaurant in the Southeast especially, they're closing stores left and right with no warning. And the reason it brought it to my attention is because a few years ago, when I was doing nothing but insurance and insurance sales and building my agency, I tried to recruit a person in this local community, and she was talked out of doing it from friends and family because they said, you don't need to get in something that's not secure. You need a secure paycheck. You need to do something that you know every week you're going to get XYZ. You don't need to try to find something that's not secure. You got to be secure. Secure, secure, secure. She works at this local restaurant in this area, was actually moved up the corporate chain, and today she finds herself, 2 years later after that conversation, out of work, not even given the opportunity that this was coming down the pipeline. See, there is insecurity found in chasing after security. You will never make anything of yourself as far as your full potential until you jump, until you say, you know, I am just going to try this thing out. Now, I'm not telling you to just free willy nilly, care to the wind, don't make some provisions. I'm not saying quit your job today and start a business. What I am saying is your mindset should always be set as, yes, this might be what I'm doing now because I need the paycheck, but what do I have? What's plan B? What am I working toward? Okay. And I encourage everyone to start doing something that's their baby, their business, that feeds their passions, and not make it just a hobby, but and not just be a good habit, but make it something that you can draw an income off of. And that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. And different entrepreneurs are at different levels. I'm not here again. I'm not saying if you got a $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 a year job to quit tomorrow and start doing XYZ from home with Terry. I'm not saying that. But I am saying whether you go with Terry or some other opportunity, always be looking on the horizon. And I'm telling you, there's seven reasons why risk taking leads to success. Number one, great, otherwise unforeseen opportunities often come from risk taking. We tend to view risk taking negatively, like I was saying, often regarding it as a dangerous and very unwise. But while some risks certainly don't pay off, it's important to remember that some do. Think of this for just a second. Can you think of one president of the United States that became president because they didn't take a risk, that didn't put their ego on the line, that didn't put themselves out there, and they might have portrayed themselves as this great winner that never loses? But matter of fact, they win so much they get sick of winning. They have to put their ego out there. They have to risk their brand. They have to risk everything that they ever built about themselves to win that prize. Whether it be in politics, sports, or business, nothing great comes from sitting on the sideline. So, number one, you have to take a risk, otherwise, just to be able to see what opportunities are out there. Number two, risk-taking shows confidence and helps you stand out. You know, there's just something attractive about someone that's just got it out there on the line. That's just saying, you know, here I am, take me or leave me, love me or hate me. this is what I'm about and this is what I'm doing. And, you know, when I started my business, I went around telling everybody, this is what I'm going to do. One of the reasons was, is I wanted it to be a level of accountability. I wanted people to because I knew the next time I saw, you know, Joe Q or Sally Smith here, I knew I told them just a couple weeks ago, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm planning doing. This is what I'm engaged in doing. And I knew I would not want to face them again if I wasn't backing up with actions what my words said, because I just had too much pride to say, well, yeah, I'm still, and then all of a sudden just be a talker. But I wanted to be a doer. So risk-taking shows confidence, which makes you more attractive to people who may want to come along for the ride. Number three, we learn from risk, and those lessons may lead us on an important new path. Listen, you're talking to someone that faced catastrophic financial downturn in 08 with the Great Recession, lost everything I had, including my home, my cars, lost friends, lost family members, lost a lot. And I will tell you this, if I had to do it all over again, I would still take the risk. I might have done some things different. Why? Because I've learned from what I went wrong. I learned to diversify. I learned to basically not be over leveraged with the promise of tomorrow. So there's a lot of great lessons that has made me a stronger business person today, simply because I took that risk and I failed. But I learned so much about business between 2008 and 2010 that the years prior to that had no idea. One of the podcasts I did before this was on the Carolina Panthers, and it was basically spinning off of what the coach said there about how winning can hide your warts. And he basically, I believe, the Carolina Panthers are poised to go into the Super Bowl this week and probably win simply because they lost to the Atlanta Falcons. Because they had to have that moment that just said, hey, we're not all that. Here are some things that we need to work on. Because they had that moment that sort of humbled them a bit so they could go back and work on some things that they knew they should have worked on but didn't, because of why work on something when you're winning. That little bit of setback propelled them and got them ready to be in Super Bowl 50 this coming Sunday. And go Carolina Panthers. We're wishing you all well here at the Wilson household here in South Carolina. But risk-taking and getting your knees skinned up, there's a lot to learn from that, number three. Number four, success won't fall in your lap. Listen, there's a lot of dreamers out there. You can't talk to a kid, you can't talk to a child yet that don't have a superhero, sports hero, somebody that they want to be when they grow up. But I hope you as parents and everybody around them are encouraging them, well, take the risk. What do you have to lose? Go for it. So risk-taking is the only way that you're ever going to find success, because it doesn't fall in your lap. Number five, you don't achieve your dreams by playing it safe. You really don't. Playing it safe is just staying on the sidelines and really sitting out of the game. Anybody can commentate on what's going on in life. But are you out there actually trying to make it happen? Are you out there in a position that, yeah, I'm getting a bloody nose every once in a while? That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. That's what it takes to be successful in your personal life, your spiritual life, your business life. Lay it out there. Lay it on the line. Number six, embracing risk taking helps you overcome fear of failure. I will tell you the best thing that happened to me, one of the best things that happened to me in business in 08 of losing it, is I have gone to the brink of absolute destruction and I didn't die. And there's just something about the confidence that brings that says, you know what? I have tasted failure. I have tasted ultimate defeat and I'm still here. And so it really equipped me to be wiser about the risk I take, but nonetheless more confident in taking risk. I'm telling you, there's a lot in failure that helps. And lastly, number seven, taking risk doesn't mean doing something haphazardly. Do it smart. Do it wise. There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. If you need that counsel, go to terrywilson3.com and we'll try to help you out. Until next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.